Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm going to take you boys on a bit of a lesson about the difference between being a man and being a woman. You seem nervous.
I could not be.
Slacker might, well, actually, both of you might kind of know about this fact already.
Do we want HR in here? What do we want to do?
No, HR needed.
Okay.
This has nothing to do with like parts of a body. When you got married, T-Hack, how long would you say before your wedding did you get your suit?
I plead the fifth. I don't like where this is going at all. And I
was like, you've been married twice. How long before each wedding did you get your suit?
What was that number?
The fifth.
The fifth.
Mm. Fifth.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm genuinely curious.
Answer.
I feel entrapped, and I don't feel entrapped for myself. Because I adore your fiance, I feel like you're setting a trap for him.
I'm not angry at anyone. I'm teaching a lesson.
Can I ask a question though? As someone who hasn't been
in a suit,
in a wedding, in a suit, whatever. Do you guys buy your suits or do you rent them?
Back in the day, if it's a suit, you would buy it more often than not.
Like your
and is
own
that what
wedding
typically
suit.
Grooms wear? It's a suit, not a tux.
Tux. Mm. Well, or, depending on the there's like. My Mexico wedding. So like my second wedding was really just a little quick ceremony in my house. We signed the thing, went out to dinner and then went out to Mexico. So I had purchased a linen suit for Mexico.
Very cool. Mm. And that's where you did your actual wedding photos.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you purchase yours, T-Hack?
No, we did a rental. I rented tux. I think my sister, they found like a good deal. I think now there's more options. You can get suits online and stuff. So it's like you don't have to rent them. But I got married on a Saturday and I picked up my tux on Friday.
But it was a rented.
A rented one. Rented. Yeah.
Yeah.
But okay.
So someone else wore it on Thursday.
Because she's going to pounce.
No, I'm not going to pounce.
You went in
months
to that place way ahead of time and got fitted.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Being how long?
Way.
2 months?
Way. Just say way.
Wednesday. No, a couple months.
Okay.
Which is not good because you can gain and lose.
And it was a different location because we got married in a town we didn't live in. So you get your measurements done at the
Mr. Neats in Denver and then you go fly to Iowa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my fiance is going to be purchasing his tux because he's going to do something a little custom.
I could not agree more with what he's doing. Tuxes have come way down. I mean, it was like a couple $100 to rent my tux.
Oh, geez.
And
I bought it at that point.
Now you can get one. I mean, for $1,000, you can get a nice tux. Then he can wear that. Like if you guys get invited to the Children's Gala or the Go Red for Women Gala or the like American, like
but
he can just slap that on.
He's already got just an all black tux. This is going to be something else. We don't quite know yet. Maybe something going on the jacket.
What do you mean something going on? Like Guy Fieri flames or something? What
absolutely
you,
not. I would
then,
put my foot
then
down.
There's something going on. You want him classic. You want him
he might
tailored.
Be, I offered up maybe like the cream jacket with like the black details or.
No. I'm sorry. No. Somebody else help me.
What?
Have you seen Dane? That's not him.
Okay.
He doesn't look. He's got, right now, he's rocking just a stash and stubble.
Yeah, he is rocking just a stash.
The cream is like going to...
He's also considering, I don't know what it's called, but where it is all black, but there's like kind of a floral print in another fabric.
Oh, like that paisley
jacquard. It's not paisley, but it's like... Okay. I'll find a photo for you guys.
Okay.
Okay. My whole point being, he called the place because I was freaking out. I'm like, hey, man, when are you going to get on this? And he's like, they said I need 2.5 months.
Yeah.
I am picking up my dress tomorrow.
What are you talking about?
And the following day, I am taking it to the alteration space. I called them. They said,
you're a psychopath.
No.
Do you have
any idea
what could happen to you, your body between now and then? Don't get it. Custom fit to your body right now.
You don't even know how dresses work. So I take it and we do multiple fittings. But she said, oh, you're right on schedule. Yeah, can you come in the next day? I said, huh?
That is a wild amount of time. Yeah. She said, almost a year away. That is
9 months.
Okay, great. That's almost a year. But, anybody do rounding in here?
But it's multiple alterations and I don't know how long it takes them. They're more delicate.
Right.
A lot of it is probably hand done, not machine.
I think it's all hand done.
He does know dresses. You know how many he's taken off in his life?
Oh, damn,
you're talking
skimpy.
To slacker.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, she goes,
thank you.
Hey, yeah, perfect. Bring it in the day after you get it.
That's
and then
crazy
I go, great. And then, you know, my body might change a little bit. She goes, oh yeah, no worries. You pick it up the week of your wedding.
So you go in the week of your wedding, could they change it? If you lost 20 pounds, if the stress, this is what I'm saying. I think the stress of this wedding, you're going to like lose weight.
May we pray?
No, I don't want to stress you out, but like, you're just going to be like running
stressed.
Around and like, you're going to be going back and forth to Estes probably, right. Or you're going to go up there and like.
What Aaron and I are trying to tell you is like, I will go in probably 3 or 4 times in that frame. So as things change, they adjust. And then finally the week of the wedding, I pick up the final ones. That's that. Okay.
Why do they do so many adjustments? Why don't they just do it?
Do one.
Yeah. Once you're
so guys, do we go in? We go like.
Because it might be too much to do in one week before the wedding.
And then you got to figure out what your shoes are. So then they'll adjust to the shoes. And then if anything's wrong, there's time to fix it. I don't know, guys. What I'm saying is to be a woman is to have to drop your wedding dress off 9 months before. And men are like, I'll figure it out 2 months prior.
Yeah, my shoes came in a bag with the suit.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.